Welcome to the message from First Christian Church Disciples of Christ in Lehigh Acres, Florida, a welcoming congregation for all of God's people. The message by Pastor Bob Geckler is entitled Imitators of God. The message from First Christian Church in Lehigh Acres.
Please be with me in the spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts together be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. The scripture readings we have today are those assigned for this Sunday in the common lectionary that we, along with most other mainline churches, follow. By pure chance, they are certainly very timely after the events of last Sunday. A very close vote, which showed the deep division our congregation is experiencing. It is truly tragic that we now find ourselves so divided, and in many cases angry or upset with one another. For some, trust has been broken, respect between members, leadership, our longtime friends, is marginal at best. Can it be restored? I truly don't know. And then we get our lesson for today from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. And it cuts right to the point. Put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice. Those have all been a part of our existence, our life together here at First Christian Church, for quite some time now. Bitterness, wrath, anger, wrangling, slander, and malice all describe things pretty well. As a Christian community, that is not something to be proud of. Now, obviously, we are not the first Christian community to experience such dissension. And sadly, we will not be the last. Clearly, the church at Ephesus had the same kind of issues, or Paul would not have written this letter that we read from this morning. Paul's words sure get right to the point, though, and they are not easy. We should all be able to see ourselves in there somewhere. And if we don't, I think we are deceiving ourselves. Listen carefully to Paul's words from a little different translation. Stop lying to each other. Tell the truth. For we are parts of each other. And when we lie to each other, we are hurting ourselves. If you are angry, don't sin by nursing your grudge. Don't let the sun go down with you still angry. Get over it quickly. For when you are angry, you give a mighty foothold to the devil. If anyone is stealing, he must stop it and begin using those hands of his for honest work so he can give to others in need. Don't use bad language. Say only what is good and helpful to those you are talking to, and what will give them a blessing. Don't cause the Holy Spirit sorrow by the way you live. Remember, He is the one who marks you to be present on that day when salvation from sin will be complete. We have choices to make for ourselves. For some, the decisions that have been made are more than they are comfortable living with and find themselves moving on. For some of us, we now need to come together to prepare for whatever is next for us as a congregation, whether staying on as a church in a new location or closing our doors for good when the sale is complete. Whether one stays or leaves is a personal decision, and there is no right or wrong choice. It is a matter of what is best for each one individually in their own faith journey. Whatever one does, we must support one another in a spirit of love and accept the position each one takes. As Paul very pointedly said, "Stop being mean, bad-tempered, and angry. Quarreling, harsh words, and dislike of others should have no place in your lives. Instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God has forgiven you, because you belong to Christ. Follow God's example in everything you do, just as a much-loved child imitates his father. Be full of love for others, following the example of Christ, who loved you and gave himself to God as a sacrifice to take away your sins. And God was pleased, for Christ's love for you was like sweet perfume to him." We are to be imitators of God. That doesn't mean we are to be God or to somehow think we are God. But we are to treat each other in a loving way as God treats us. Forgiving, accepting, and where we have done wrong, admitting our wrongs to those we have wronged, and asking for forgiveness from them and from God. It was that loving presence that Jesus brought us, that loving way he showed us. God sent manna from heaven to nourish the Israelites, and God sent the bread of life, his son Jesus, to nourish us in ways beyond our comprehension. Jesus came down from heaven to bring God into our very midst so that we could learn from him the ways of God. Our earthly beings are embodied in our flesh and blood. The DNA and characteristics of our forebears is a part of who we are. So also, God's being was embodied in Jesus' flesh and blood. His ways, his teachings, his acceptance of all people, his love embody God's characteristics. When we eat bread, we are nourished by it. The nutrients in the bread become a part of our bodies. Likewise, when we take in the bread of life, Jesus, the characteristics of Jesus become part of our bodies and our very being. Once these are part of who we are, they cannot then be taken back out. As we at First Christian Church look to the days ahead, may each of us prayerfully make our choices based on what we believe in our hearts that Jesus would have us do. What is right for one may be different for another, and we all need to lovingly accept that. Be imitators of God. Amen. Please be with me again in prayer. Lord Jesus, as we face the choices of the days ahead, may we look to you to guide our paths as individuals and as your church on earth. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
You have been listening to The Message from First Christian Church, Disciples of Christ in Lehigh Acres, Florida, a welcoming congregation for all of God's people. The message by Pastor Bob Geckler was entitled, Imitators of God. For more information, we invite you to visit our website at firstchristianlehigh.org or contact us at First Christian Church, 2803 Lee Boulevard, P.O. Box 427, Lehigh Acres, Florida, 33970. May the love and peace of Christ be with you.